Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Beshalach in Sefer Shmos Perek Tazayin, Hashem gives Bnei Yisrael the miraculous man. Hashem there calls it Lechem Min Hashamayim, miraculous bread, heavenly bread. And we've heard about the man since we're little kids, but we should take a moment to think how incredible it was. How long can one person last in the desert without food? And here is an entire nation, 2 million people, 3 million people, surviving and thriving in the desert, and not for one day, but for 40 years. It's amazing. And we know the Gemara, which says that the man had all the tastes in the world. The man is nothing short of a remarkable and amazing miracle. However, when we get to Parshas Ekev, we hear an astonishing statement about the man. In the beginning of Perek Ches, as Bnei Yisrael gets ready to enter Eretz Yisrael, Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael that they must remember how Hashem led them in the wilderness for 40 years. He took care of you, etc. And then in Pasuk Gimel, Moshe says, Vaya'ancha vaya'rivecha vaya'echilcha Es Haman. Moshe says, Vaya'ancha, from the word inui, Hashem caused you hardship. And Vaya'rivecha, from the word ra'ev or ra'av, He made you hungry. And how? How did Hashem do that? Vaya'achilcha es Haman, He fed you the man. What does that mean? The man was a bad thing, chas v'shalom? It was astonishingly good. It was perfect, heavenly food. So how can Moshe say, Vaya'ancha vaya'rivecha? He caused Bnei Israel hardship. He caused Bnei Israel to be hungry by feeding them the man? So this question is asked in the Gemara in Yoma Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, and the Gemara there gives two answers, one in the name of Rabbi Ami and one in the name of Rabbi Asi. First, the Gemara says that it was a hardship for Bnei Israel not having extra food for the next day. When we eat and we know that we've got more food in the refrigerator and more food on our shelves, it's what the Gemara calls pas besalo, bread in his basket. That gives us a certain amount of comfort. But with the man, Bnei Israel didn't have that. Not having leftovers is challenging. It's a form of a hardship. That's one opinion of the Gemara. And the other opinion is that the hardship of the man is that although the man could taste like anything, it always looked the same, and it did not look as it tasted. And as the saying goes, people eat with their eyes. And while the man was incredible, there was an element of hardship eating food that looks exactly the same and doing that for 40 years. That's the Gemara in Yoma describing what Moshe says, Vaya'ancha, that Hashem caused Bnei Israel hardship by feeding them the man. But what about the other thing that Moshe said? Vaya'rivecha, Hashem caused you to go hungry. What does that mean? This question is asked by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who died in 1994. It's asked in Likutei Sichos Chelek Dalid on our Parsha, and the Rebbe says the following. The man is exactly what we said earlier in Beshalach. It's lechem min hashamayim. It's heavenly bread. And it's lechem abirim. It's bread of the mighty, as we say in Tehillim, Ayin Ches Chaf Hei. And the Gemara in Yoma Ayin Hei Amud Beis says that Lechem Abirim, bread of the mighty, means food of the angels. And the Gemara also there says that Lechem Abirim means that the food was completely absorbed in the Evarim of each person. There was no waste. It was literally perfect food, holy food, heavenly food. It's whole and complete with all of the tastes in the world, as the Gemara said. That's not an extra detail about the man. That's the very definition of the man. It's whole and perfect and all-inclusive. And that, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, is why Moshe said that the man is vaya'rivecha. It caused you to go hungry. Just like anything holy, the more we interact with Kedusha, excuse me, the more we connect to Kedusha, the more we ingest Kedusha, the more we want. The hungrier we are, the more we connect with anything holy such as the man, the more we realize how ephemeral unholy things are. The more we realize how much we want more Kedusha. At our core, we are holy and pure. And the more we expose ourselves to that, the more we want. That's vaya'rivecha. The more you ate the heavenly, perfect, miraculous food, the more you ate lechem abirim, the more you ate lechem min hashamayim, the more you did that, the more you wanted. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that it's true about everything that's holy. So for example, Torah is also called bread in Tanakh. So for example, that's in Mishlei Perek Tes Pasuk Hey. Torah is called bread also in Chazal. Take a look, for example, in Chagiga Daf Yudal Amun Aleph. Torah is called bread. And the more we learn, the more we want to learn, the more Torah we ingest, the hungrier we feel for more Torah. The more Torah we know, the more Torah we want to know. Have an amazing day, everyone.